Lila was now married and on her way to India, while Neville was back in Shropshire and less opposed to country life than he had ever been before. In fact, he was excited to embark upon a gentleman's future of estate management with his father as his guide. There was still the necessary business of finding a wife, but first Christmas, and then January, during which time he would finish his formal proposals to father about changes to the estate per his agricultural education in America. And then it would be on to the London season, where the debutantes would be paraded about in search of potential husbands. He was not eager for such formal attempts at courting. Could a young couple really get to know each other in such conditions? He thought of Eloise, good and saintly Eloise, and then he remembered the wager Burke had mentioned, and it stuck in his craw all over again. "Why has Eloise drawn your attention?" Neville had known Eloise all his life, and had enjoyed spending time with her now that he was back in Hamburg, but she was not the type of young woman Burke usually took note of. "There are three reasons Eloise has caught my eye," Burke said with a cock of his eyebrow. "First, I've got to know her better than any of the other girls in this forsaken place. Second, have you noticed the perfect shape of her lips? I have vast experience, you know, and I believe she has just the right fullness of mouth to give a most excellent kiss." Neville's chest caught on fire, completely confusing him, but he took a drink to cover the unexpected reaction. "And third, she fancies me." Neville's hand tightened around the handle of his mug. "Eloise does not fancy you any more than she fancies any other man. Have you not noticed how raptly she listens to my stories, and how often she compliments some aspect of my person?" Burke asked, quirking a brow. "She is very attentive to me every time we are together." "I do not believe that's true," Neville shook his head. "She asks both of us questions, and is well-mannered enough to give generous compliments to everyone. It's simply her nature." "No, it's the dazzling effect I have on women, especially those with such kissable lips as hers." Kissable lips? They were very nice lips, of course, but Neville had never considered kissing them. Why not? The thought startled him. This was Eloise he was thinking about. Eloise, whose lips Burke's was maligning. She wasn't some star-eyed Deb in London wanting to feel the compliment of a man's attention. And she was among Neville's oldest friends. "If you try to steal a kiss, Eloise will slap you silly, and then I will knock you flat." "Who said anything about stealing a kiss?" Burke asked, obviously enjoying the ire he was drawing. "One cannot steal what is gladly given." In fact, a gleam lit Burke's eyes as he leaned forward across the table. "Let's see which of us she prefers. Let's set that wager and make a night of it for old time's sake, and as an ushering in of this lovely Christmas season. I'll find us some mistletoe." "No," Neville said, shaking his head, though his eyes were drawn for a moment to the rather bedraggled wreath mounted over the bar on the far side of the room, the only tribute to the season offered in the pub. "Eloise is my friend, Burke. I'd as soon kiss you as kiss her." Burke raised one eyebrow and leaned back in his chair. "Truly," he said, thoroughly surprised. "You have no attraction toward her."
Well, to be honest, I've never thought about it. She's just Eloise."
"Just Eloise is a beautiful woman and an excellent conversationalist. I dare say she will make someone a very fine wife. If she was also a good kisser, why, I would be tempted to make her an offer myself." The darkness that filled Neville's thoughts was as strange a sensation as he'd ever felt. Likely how an older brother would feel about his sister, if it were she Burke was talking about so glibly.
"Eloise would never accept an offer from you."
Burke raised both his eyebrows.
"And why not?"
"Because?"
"Because she doesn't even know you."
"We've seen her dozens of times these last weeks at one event or another, and she gave me leave to call her by her Christian name, as you do. I expect I know her as well as I know any other female, and my mother is eager to marry off her only son now that I've returned from my travels. She would be quite pleased with Eloise, I believe. She has preferred girls from the country for my brothers over a girl of the town. Eloise would fit Mama's hopes for me very well indeed." Neville opened his mouth, but didn't know what to say. Didn't know what to think.